Now, food for thought indeed here, guys. Who would have thought that eating diet food could potentially make you fatter? But that's that's the story that's been found. David Pearce is at the University of Alberta, and they've done some experiments where they fed diet food to newborn rats, and they found that these rats develop a penchant for overeating as they get older. And sounds counterintuitive, why should that happen? But they've come up with a pretty plausible theory as to why it might be the case. What they think is that when you're very, very young, your brain learns to associate how sweet something is with how many calories there are in it, so that you then use that as a measure of how much you're eating later, and the brain then says, oh, I've got enough calories on board because I've had this much sugar, turn down my appetite. Because when you take diet food, of course, you're not getting any kind of calories, but you're taking in lots of sweet things. And so this programs the brain and fools it into thinking you're being fed more than you really are. But then when you're a bit older and you have non-diet foods presented to you, then you mean you don't have the same restraint because you've learned that there's no calories in them, so it doesn't switch the appetite off. They say it doesn't apply to adolescent rats when you put them on diet foods. It only seems to apply to youngsters. So he's saying the same thing could happen in humans. It kind of ties in very well with studies that have been done at the University of Massachusetts, where they've shown that kids who drink a lot of fizzy drinks that are very rich in these diet supplements and artificial sweeteners subsequently turn out to have high levels of obesity, diabetes and heart disease. So there's an association there in humans. And he's saying diet foods are probably not a good idea for growing youngsters.
So it's just with sweeteners, it's not low-fat foods?
No, he's saying what we should be feeding kids is a good, healthy, balanced diet. But feeding people artificial sweeteners could be subverting the way in which your body works out how much it's taking in the way of energy and therefore how much you should be eating.